X with Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q.
Honestly diagnose a terrible, terrible illness that has lived in this beautiful place that you call home and love, that you believe has metastasized into a cancer that can kill the very thing that you believe in so deeply about this country. To improve that place and make it into the country that it stated it was in its founding documents is the duty of everybody who lives here. So do not tell me who I am or what I believe, a motherfucker.
To improve that and make it into the country that it was stated it was the founding document is the duty of everybody who lives here.
Do not
tell me who I am.
Tell me who I am.
A motherfucker.
A motherfucker.
Terrible, 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 ter Nevada to Burning Man Festival. Expecting to arrive in Black Rock Desert by nightfall. The work of it's finally done, for better or worse, the preparation finished this morning, and bookstore at Burning Man. It's going to consist of a dozen books. Which I think is more than last year. Which is good. All the books that time and traveling room would allow. My blue suitcase is completely packed with them. I've spent most of this flight sleeping because I didn't sleep at all last night. Sunday, September 26, 2000, about 10:15 a.m., back in the desert, I met Jim Dees and a guy named Neil, who's originally from Scotland, at the Reno airport. We spent some hours getting stuff, purchasing a bunch of stuff, food and other readiness things, and our last stop was at a thrift shop where we bought a bunch of toys and some bikes. The bikes sort of didn't make it to the desert hole because the bike rack was not installed properly, because none of us knew how to do it properly. Neil's bike made it okay, but the two bikes for me and Jim both have tires that need replacing, essentially. We arrived to Black Rock Desert, which is almost empty. There are definitely presences here, but they're the first hardcore presences. Center Camp is not even built, but it's being constructed, and I've heard it looks great. Walked around a little bit, drank a couple of beers, and set up our tents in a mild wind, which out in the rest of the world, probably kind of at least medium, but for here is nothing. Chuck Nichols arrived late into the night, like 1 o'clock in the morning. Suddenly we got back from dropping Neil off at Costco, so we ate company camp, and there he was, and all smiles, all happy to arrive, and basically crashed shortly thereafter. Slept hard but well. My tent is pretty much set up, and I've been organizing and getting stuff out of Jim's car, and my, so I'm looking pretty good right now. I'm kind of eager to get into helping the other guys unload the big truck that Chuck drove in on, but I just wanted to initiate this thing because I'm determined that I'm going to write, I'm going to record, I'm going to take pictures, and I'm going to participate like mad. And some of that will be with others, and some of that will be things like this journal, which are my own project. So that's it for now, but plenty more later. And that's not a hope, that's a vow. Out. It's either noon or 1 p.m., I'm not sure. Since I've been told both those answers by two different people. So the totem camp has been marked out. The various components of it have been marked off with string and stakes. And Jim Dees is cooking up some barbecue ribs that he brought. And I guess he brought a bunch of bottles of some special sauce that he likes that he says is pretty good, so that'll be cool. My tent's not going to stay where it is because it's in the middle of what will be Totem's beer garden. So I'm going to take all the parts of it out, and I'm hoping just to pick it up and move it. It'll have to happen in a lower wind. I don't know, maybe it'll stay. Probably not. Need a flashlight. Need to get a copy of the Black Rock City Gazette and to volunteer to write for them. I've had indigestion all night, I think from not enough sleep, Guinness, and power bars, too many power bars. Glad I brought food, though. I brought a decent amount of food, and I'm sure that the temple will have mad amounts of food. So I'm following my own piece of advice to other people, which is make some time for yourself. Since cooking is going on and there's no more marking of where things are, I thought I'd just come in here and relax. Need to move my tent and get rebar to knock it in, knock it down. And flashlight, Black Rock City Gazette, bike repair. Those four things. Taking a decent number of photos. Need to write some more. I need to do my journal. It's hot, but not oppressively so. Not today. It's windy. Not mad windy, but windy. I'm glad to be here, but I'm feeling sleepy, and I think it's probably the I could really do with some more. but it's all going well so far. Oh, I know what I was going to do. I was going to do something other than just yammer. I was going to see if any of the Burning Man radio stations are on the air, so I'm going to do that right now.
There was no baby anywhere. Instead, on the rock, in the middle of the brook, there was a puppy dog. It went,
meow.
This is Tokyo Rico, and I have just one question for you. What in the hell are you doing here? It seems to me that last year around this time I expended quite a bit of energy attempting to persuade you to abandon the Burning Man Festival. I thought you'd finally got it through your thick heads that this is no place for you, or really for humans. I thought you understood. Well, clearly you need a few more good talkings to, and I'm just the man to give them to you. I'd first like you to take note of the incredible torturous heat. It's no secret how much hotter it is than it was last year. What you may not know is exactly why. Well, thanks to an increase in above-ground nuclear testing in the Black Rock Desert, a significant portion of the ozone layer has been burned away. The extreme heat is a result of an increased amount of UV rays raining down on your sweating, reddened, blistered flesh. It's estimated that every minute you spend away from your shade structures is the equivalent of receiving 20,000 x-rays. Think your copper tone protects you against that? Maybe. If it's SPF, oh, 2 million or so. That's right. Even now, the skin cancer cells are very likely metastasizing into tiny tumors. You won't notice them for a few years. Then the blotches and the pain will begin. But don't worry, it will go away when you die. It doesn't have to be this way. You can leave Burning Man right now and return to your homes, where there's always a roof over your head, where there's plenty of trees and buildings and awnings for shade, where there's iced coffee and iced tea and ice cubes and icicles and ices. You know what I'd love right now? An Eskimo pie. How about you? It's within your reach. Just get in your cars and leave, and soon your mouth could be filled with cold, creamy goodness. Or you can remain here in the sun and learn what it must have felt like to be a victim of Nagasaki. I know you'll make the right decision. This has been Tokyo Rico with a transmission.
Yeah.
endless dimensions of quadraphonic speech. Dwelt the wild, grinding cyclopean pagan, screaming destruction in sheer dazzling raiment. A thunderbolt master, electronic savior, a gold galactic raver, the futuristic dragon, yes. And I do mean yes.
Hello.
Thank you.
All right, well, that was boring. But that Burning Man rant was pretty cool. So I guess I'll put that on later. Anyway, I guess that's enough for a report for now. So, more later.
Sanyo X with Commander Q.
36 with Commander Q.
I'm feeling
All right, it's Tuesday, March 2nd, 2022, at 7:11 p.m., Bungalow C, at a cafe or table, Milkers, Massachusetts. I fell asleep here until a little while ago. I was reading my Sherlock Holmes volume, studying Scarlet, and I just fell asleep, and it wasn't like I was overly warm here, which I'm not, but that's partly my fault since my sweater's not buttoned, and my blanket's not on me. Cassie said, let's have dinner at 9. That way you get a little more time, because she was home late from work, and we sat for a while, getting my New Britain trip sorted out for bus tickets and for hotel. I mentioned all that in the previous entry of this voice journal, so that's good. Follow up, I guess. So I've started full-time across the line, and that's nice. I've had a couple of onboarding trainings, more or less just kind of orientations to the company that I already know fairly well, but it's funny, there's always more to learn. I mean, there's more to learn as much as one wishes to learn. And now that I'm being paid full-time wages, full-time commitment, I want to learn more. So that's really good. I feel like I've been somewhat distracted this week, but I'm sort of reeling myself back in, which is really good. I'm going to go to the bathroom and pull that blanket over, and then I think I may be able to speak into this tape recorder a little better. Okay, then. Let's see here. A couple minutes later. Bathroom. Got my blanket. My blanket. Button up my sweater. The Attic Radio Dreamland Jazz Station is playing in the background. I don't think this tape recorder records it much at this distance, but it's on. In prepping for my trip, I made this long list of things. Speaking of different projects I wanted to work on, one of them is perpetually the history of script requests. I'd never, at least in a very long time, had not printed up the chapters of it so far and put it in a binder, a notebook. And I did. It's 200 pages, just about, typed up. Which is funny. It only thus far goes up through September 2012, so it's way behind current day. But I was looking at some of the early pages, and it's an interesting piece, and I think that printing it up and having it in a notebook, I have other, everything else just about printed up in notebooks, in addition to their written versions in other notebooks. I am looking forward to going through Britain. You know, in one of those orientations at my work, one of the things one of the founders was saying about the company is that things change, and that's part of how it works. And I thought to myself, well, okay, so that's the statement. That's how it is. That's not necessarily a bad thing. Things change, and that's good. There's not some attempt to make things always are, always have been, always are, always will be one way. But I don't know. It just kind of like sort of resonated with me. I can't quite reckless, but I will probably find the Britain and Hartford same difference. I, for instance, am wearing a mask there as I'm traveling, all within my hotel room. That'll be different. It's been over 2 years since I've been there, which is, I mean, it's a long time, but it's not that long. So, funnily enough, when I last went there in the fall of 2018, and it's only a few months from being laid off my last full-time job, and now I'm going just weeks into my current job, becoming full-time. So there's all that. I've been trying to figure out many musics, many poems. I've been wrestling with them for a while. But I think that when I'm done recording this entry, I'm going to... So it's Many Musics 12. Numbers 19 to 24 is my guess, and they are poems that mix three characters. Roddy, who was originally in Many Musics back when. Gatekeeper, who has always been in Labyrinthine, and I've pulled over. And Mentor, who's kind of been in both pretty new character, both Many Musics and Labyrinthine, where they cross as Gatekeeper, a recent vintage. And it occurred to me, as I've been mulling over and over and over what I'm trying to accomplish, I have three characters that are very different, and they're going to be traveling together in the sequence of poems. And the way I have it set up, they're not going to be traveling together. They're not going to be together in all six poems. They're going to be in Nazim. That's maybe me challenging myself to not write six poems with them sequentially traveling from point A to B to C. So, I haven't figured out which one that. But what I wanted to say was that in my mullings recently, I realized that so I had these brothers who came together to save the world by going to the Tangled Beast, and things happened there that they couldn't account for, and they were tossed from energy on, and they were far from each other for a long time since. They came together having lived some of their lives before they knew each other, and then for a long stretch they knew each other and traveled together, and now they're traveling again to reunite with each other, but they're traveling with other companions that they picked up along the way. And I was thinking, all three of these things are kind of important. They all count. And I don't know what that does for, I don't know what that does particularly to help me actually get word one of my phone turned down, but it's like I'm now thinking about how I want, for instance, Roddy Combs. I want his relationship with Mentor and Gatekeeper to matter when we travel together. I want it to be something that matters. Things are different because these three men. I haven't actually had them talk together before the moment without actually crossing the line, having all three of them talk. I want Reddy's past history to matter. I want that to affect how he is with these two new people. And when he gets finally to see his brothers, I want that to matter. So it's like three different aspects of his story that are sort of coming together a bit. And so I actually mapped out a table on the 6 points. What will occur during each to give them a kind of ongoingness, yet variation. I always get to this point, or I often get to this point, you know, works where I spend too much damn time reviewing and reading and taking notes, making charts and tables and grids, bullet list, and I just want to write the fucking poems. And I think maybe what I'm driving toward is writing them during this trip. That's where it all comes together here in terms of this passage of voice journal. I think that writing these poems really matters, and so I've just got to figure out what that means. I can't bring every notebook I want to, but at the same time, I'm going to bring a bunch of notebooks. This is the work I'm going to do. I'm going to bring this voice journal. So I'm still trying to figure it out, but getting there. Having the tickets, the bus tickets and the hotel room, that's a good thing. Having requested time from work is a good thing. That's all good things. So, and then what it is I mean, I'm going to be at the South Station in Boston, the bus terminal. From about 3:30 on Friday. It's going to take me several hours to actually get to that hotel, but it'll be evening, so I'll have to check in right away. And then Saturday and Sunday will be entirely there. And then Monday, my bus back to Boston is from Hartford. About 5:10, so I need to be locked and loaded for that to happen about 4 o'clock. I can see the possibility of tripping down. I can see that possibility. I want to arrive already underway. I'd rather arrive earlier in the day, but I don't mind arriving this evening, providing that I can arrive before. Between now and then, I have to finish the last weekend's radio work, and I have to get the encore weekend work done. That's much less, but it still needs to be done. This work all needs to be done. And then I have a long list of to-dos to prepare. So, if I prepare well, and I leave in good order, and all the logistics go well, which there's no reason they should, there's not that many, not that hard. I should be many hours past. The only thing I'm thinking of is, do I go to a movie? But like Cinema City's in Hartford's long gone, Chucky Cinema in East Hartford's long gone, all the other various theaters I went to in that down there are long gone. So maybe just not. Maybe I go to the Buzzers at the end, it's still there. Maybe that's how I have kind of old school piece of my day. I think that's enough for now. Or maybe I'll just talk out this a little bit later. I think there's like 2 minutes left. I really want to write a lot there. I want to write Labyrinthine, Mini Musics, Bags of News, History of Scripture Press. And I have other things on my mind too, but like, I think those are the core. I want to be in those places, like of old in these recent years, and then of old, long gone years, doing that work. I want to bring plenty of pens, and I want to use them. I want to listen to lots of music on Polly, and I want to make this a good trip. I can do this. Have a good trip and come back really with lots of work done. There's no reason not to. Speaking in a very serious, sober voice, but the truth of the matter is the trips are very hard, and I like them, and I've liked them for many years. They're a treat and a pleasure, so I'm looking forward to this a great deal. I just have to prepare. Reservations are important. I have other things to do. If I can do what I need to do, then when I leave on Friday, I'm off for a good time.
Sanyo X with Commander Q.
36 that Satan holds on. What is right? I who can tell? But I know the truth is within, if you look for it. Down. What ships can sail if seas have all dried? What left is dead if people don't live? What are we if the world does not turn? But I know the truth is hidden if you look for it.
Postscript to the last entry on the other side of this tape. It is March 1st, 2022. I was confused and thought it was March 2nd, but it is March 1st, 2022. More later. Okay, it is Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022. 4:15 p.m. or so. Walking along Derby Road in Oakland, Massachusetts. It's been a while since I've taken this walk on the book, but here I am. Hello. Honey, it's so warm with all the snow on the ground. Yes, I haven't taken this walk in a few days. And it's good to be taking it again because just walking around the block from where I start is a 20-minute, 1-mile walk. And from a Fitbit perspective, that's 2,000 steps. And 2,000 steps is almost half of my minimum requirement of steps. On a daily basis, it's not, you know, all of it, but at the same time, it's almost half, and it's almost half by taking a very pretty walk, so hard to be getting steps in that manner. Lots of snow remains on the ground, even though I swear the weather is fairly warm, it's in the 40s. And you got a foot or snow, foot or so snow on the ground, and you get weather in the 40s, things kind of like stay status quo at that time. Still onboarding at work, still figuring out things. I was trying to figure out particularly putting in my timesheet at the end of the week. I'm not done with that. Still haven't quite settled the insurance question. But overall, going in the right direction and doing exactly work as usual. It just kind of flows from one thing to the next, and it's just a matter of keeping track of who I promise what at any given time. But it's funny, it's just the company I fit in. I mean, I think maybe I felt that way early on at PhD, and I probably felt that at various other kinds of jobs, like maybe a book exchange. Oh, so many years ago, down in Connecticut, wonderful used bookstore, I probably felt like I belong there at a given point. I think that, I think I worked full-time there, but I think I worked part-time there, like 3 days a week at one point, which I could do because I was in college and living off of loans to a degree. But yeah, I haven't really felt like I belonged anywhere in terms of employment in a while. PhD in 2012, had by 2019 become ERT, and even though some of the people I worked with were the same familiar faces I was fond of, the company itself was very different, and I was made to feel like I just didn't belong, or I wasn't good, or what I did wasn't good, or something. Just an unhappy environment. From my perspective, others, it was different for them. The funny thing about big companies is that a happy employee and an unhappy employee can pass each other in the halls and in the same environment. When this nice walk is done, I'm going to then move along to the attic, and I'm going to focus on more prep work for my trip. I want to get it right, and I think if I just keep prepping, it'll work. Knowing what to bring, gathering it, and then somehow making it so that I'm bringing what I can actually carry with me in my book bag and my blue suitcase. I suppose those are the three steps along my way. I haven't done anything about Burning Man lately. I mean, except I've been reading Arthur Conan Doyle toward picking a Sherlock Holmes content book. That's not a whole lot of doing. It's some, but it's not a whole lot. I probably just need some time to think about what needs to be done when. But, honestly, I think I'll feel a little more kicked in the butt to get going once Cassie and I have our tickets. I mean, that's this month, and that is what needs to happen for the rest to start flowing, because once we get our event tickets, then we can start working on all the other stuff with more earnestness. I'm also, I just started Opine, and I must admit that I'm still kind of like taking that in, still becoming still becoming real for me, which is a good real, but it's still becoming real. It's still becoming a thing that is a fact, and I mean, it's been 2.5 years without fear. I mean, I don't think you can work with fear. I mean, fear is even bad, not because of me, but because people had no idea of my job and its value. They made a mistake, but there was never any moment where anyone acknowledged it. So I can't think of ERT as some kind of failure on my part, but I can think of it as being something to learn from. It's like, that happens, and what can I do to make it less likely? Not to prevent it, because that's not possible, but just to make it less likely to happen. And I think that is to be known by the people I work with and valued by them as a person, and also valued by them as a colleague, someone who brings value to the table. I mean, that's just what I can do. You know, that's the expectation, and that's what I need to meet. And it's what's in my hands, and so that's how I want to approach it. It'll be good to be away. I mean, all in all, holding off going down to New Britain until now means that I held off until my job certainty passed. The last time I was down there, I wasn't even certain then. I believe I was going down in, it had to be November 2018, and I would be surprised if I was like, I think I was feeling job interview calls. I think I was on the phone, I was on the Gumby with potential employers, with recruiters and all that. That was part of what I was doing there the last time I was down there, and presumably the time before that, it was 2018, I was at ERT. So things were not going terribly well by that point. So, in terms of 2018, 2019, and 2022, very different situations going down. And this one, the best of them, of course. I think the funny thing is that when I'm going through the workday, I'm just sort of like in verb motion, and it's funny that when I stop to reflect on it, on this voice journal, the sort of inner tension I feel during the day that I essentially sort of calibrate into work. And when it's up to a foot, I go as well. There's, at the end of the workday, there's tension in me that's built up. And I suppose that's why when I make it with just my notebooks to the attic, because it's where the tension can start to release, and I guess that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? It's just the opposite. It's not in line, and not anything having to do with interaction with the world in any way, shape, or form. It's just be very familiar. Me and my pens and notebooks, and at least this week I've been indulging in the attic radio, the jazz station, the Dreamland jazz station. Sometimes I have to listen to actual radio content there, but overall, it's very peaceful. So, interestingly enough, Joe Biden gave the State of the Union address last night without a mask on. And people weren't wearing masks. It seems like there's this general, gradual, but persistent push. Cassie's pointed out to me that she still sees 1,000, 2,009 every day of COVID. It's not like the pandemic is over, but it does seem to be, in terms of completely controlling everyone's lives, that control is diminished. I think that's good. I think really, maybe just coming up on essentially 2 years, 2 years of it is, and given all the work that's been done to help end it, all the drugs, all the vaccines, and so on, just kind of a feeling in the air that it is done. And of course, you know, not even 10 seconds to breathe and fucking Russia invades Ukraine and starts bombing the hell out of them. And it's like, well, we can't even have a minute of peaceableness in this world before the next terrible thing happens. I don't know why Putin waited till he did, but he has his own reasons. He's whatever kind of person he is. I don't know any of that means, but I think that, you know, it's good. I don't know when you actually stop wearing a mask in public. I don't know when it actually ceases to occur. I mean, maybe when the numbers drop a little more drastically. I mean, at least it's okay now to go back out into the world. But still not fully safe. I guess it never was safe. One thing that's for sure is there's no talk of a new variant, which is good. And the one that seems to have taken control. I remember something about like the virus doesn't want to kill its host, you know, because then it dies too. So it's almost as though the variant was more kitschy but was killing. So it could survive too. And so that kind of makes sense. And then we brought on all the vaccines and medicines to defeat that easier to defeat virus. I mean, essentially we kind of hit a line where its power to infect more people was less than our power to prevent more people from getting infected. It's sort of like one line on the graph is going up and one line is going down, and I don't know if they've met yet, but they're definitely going in opposite directions. It's been 2 years. And it's not over yet, but damn it, it's not a lot closer than that. Hello! So anyway, I think that's it for now. I don't think there's anything useful or insightful or whatever to say. Oh, I had a nice conversation with my boss, my other boss, Dave, today. And he exactly reminds me of like an old Cambridge bookstore manager or something like that, or a guy that used to be in a punk band. He's down home. Reminds me of Victor, which makes me a little sad, because I miss Victor, at least the friendship that we had. But he's a good guy, and I want to impress him, I want to learn from him, I want to become as much friends with him as I am with Bruce, which is, you guys are my bosses, but we can still bond and be friendly and like each other, enjoy each other's time. Okay, that additional thing said, more later.
It is Friday, March 4th, 2022, at about 4 p.m. South Station bus terminal, gate 5, in line for the bus to Hartford, New York, going as far as Hartford. Finally underway. Uber driver was very friendly, though he could not speak very much English, and he admitted that right up front. But we were able to exchange a few friendly and fun words, and that was really nice. And got here, and the number of businesses left in this terminal was a lot less than there used to be. Newsstands seemed gone, and others. There just wasn't much. There was McDonald's, and there was a lady selling sodas out of a cooler, it seemed. So, not much. Should be getting down, if all goes well, about 6:30, and then on the fast track to New Britain. I think that's it for now, but it's good to be underway. And more later.
Uncomfortable. For your safety, federal regulations prohibit the carrying of weapons, alcohol, and drugs. Smoking tobacco and e-cigarettes is also prohibited on the bus. To protect yourself and others from COVID-19, federal law requires passengers wear a mask that covers the nose and mouth while on this bus. Refusal to wear a mask is a violation of federal law and may result in denial of boarding or removal, and passengers may be subject to penalties. All passengers age 2 and over must wear a face mask while on the bus for the duration of the trip, except for very brief periods to eat or drink. If you do not have a mask, ask your driver for one, and they will be glad to assist. At different times, we may travel through congested areas and have to make sudden stops. So please stay seated while the bus is in motion and be sure that your seatbelt is fastened. This bus has emergency exit windows and 2 emergency roof exits. Please review the instructions located on the windows so you know how to exit in the event of an emergency. For your convenience and comfort, the restroom is located at the rear of the bus. As you stand or move about, hold on to the seat back or the overhead luggage rack. Each seat is equipped with a power outlet. As a courtesy to other passengers, keep your cell phone on silent or vibrate mode. Use headphones when on your device and keep the volume at a level that does not disturb others around you. For your enjoyment, this bus is equipped with Greyhound's new onboard entertainment service with movies, audiobooks, and games. Access the service with a Wi-Fi enabled device. Make your selection, then put your headphones on, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. When you reach your destination, please ensure you have collected all your personal items from the overhead rack, seat cushion, and under your seat. If you have stored luggage underneath the bus, you must retrieve your luggage bus-side immediately upon exiting the bus. You are responsible for gathering your luggage whether you arrive at your final destination or will be making an onward connection on another bus. If there is anything else we can do to make your trip comfortable, including adjusting the temperature, please bring it to your driver's attention. And remember, keep your face mask on for the duration of the trip. It's required. Thank you for choosing to ride Greyhound.
Bienvenido a bordo de Greyhound. Mientras se acomode en su asiento, nos gustaría compartir algunos consejos útiles para que su viaje con nosotros sea seguro y cómodo. Por su seguridad, las leyes federales prohíben portar armas, alcohol y drogas. También está prohibido fumar tabaco y cigarros electrónicos. Para protegerse y proteger a los demás del COVID-19, la ley federal requiere que los pasajeros usen una mascarilla que cubra la nariz y la boca mientras viajan en el autobús. Negarse a usar una mascarilla es una violación de la ley federal y podría resultar en que no se le permita subir al autobús o tenga que bajarse y podría haber sanciones. Todos los pasajeros mayores de 2 años deben usar una mascarilla mientras estén en el autobús durante la duración del viaje, excepto por periodos muy breves para comer o beber. Si no tiene una mascarilla, pídale una a su conductor y con gusto lo ayudará. En algunos momentos podemos viajar a través de áreas congestionadas y tener que hacer paradas repentinas, así que quédese sentado mientras el autobús esté en movimiento y asegúrese de que su cinturón de seguridad esté abrochado. Este autobús tiene ventanas de salida de emergencia y existen 2 techos de emergencia. Por favor, revise las instrucciones ubicadas en las ventanas para saber cómo salir en caso de una emergencia. Para su conveniencia y comodidad, el baño está ubicado en la parte trasera del autobús. Si se para o se mueve, agárrese de los respaldos de los asientos o de los portaequipajes superiores. Cada asiento está equipado con un enchufe. Como cortesía para los otros pasajeros, mantenga su teléfono celular en modo silencioso o vibratorio. Debe utilizar audífonos cuando esté prendido su dispositivo y mantener el volumen a un nivel que no moleste a los que lo rodean. Para su diversión, este autobús está equipado con el nuevo servicio de entretenimiento a bordo de Greyhound, con películas premium, audiolibros y juegos. El acceso al servicio requiere de un dispositivo habilitado para Wi-Fi. Una vez que haga su selección, póngase los audífonos, siéntase cómodamente, relájese y disfrute del viaje. Cuando llegue a su destino, por favor, asegúrese de haber recogido todos sus artículos personales del portaequipaje superior, del cojín del asiento y debajo de su asiento. Si tiene equipaje guardado debajo del autobús, debe recuperarlo al lado del autobús, inmediatamente después de salir. Usted es responsable de recoger sus cosas, ya sea que haya llegado a su destino final o esté haciendo una conexión en otro autobús. Si hay algo más que podamos hacer para que su viaje sea más cómodo, incluido ajustar la temperatura, por favor comuníqueselo al conductor. Y recuerde, mantenga su mascarilla durante todo el viaje, que es requerido por la ley federal. Gracias por elegir viajar con Greyhound.
It was near 5 p.m. on board Boston to Hartford Greyhound bus. It's well past 6 o'clock. This bus has just crossed over the border from Massachusetts into Connecticut. And I know that because at the border is the food and books store, restaurant bookstore, still there all these years running. I can't even begin to describe the frustration of being on this bus going 10 miles an hour for like an hour and a half in traffic that just would not cease. no announcement for the driver whatsoever, but I mean, they just don't announce things, they don't explain things, they're not helpful. Their single function is to drive the bus safely, and they do. And I suppose it's better to have a surly, silent driver who's competent than a friendly driver who can't do his job, but they don't consider that part of the job. Anyway, so instead of arriving 6:20 or so in Hartford, I'm guessing more like 7. And just no explanation, no apology, nothing. It's amazing. But the bus is now moving at a fairly good rate, so the rest of the ride should be fairly quick. As quick as the rest of it was horribly, horrendously, nightmarishly slow. Just incredible. Incredible. I hope the night improves. I hope the bus arrives safely and there's nothing to report, and that I can get on with the night to better things. First safe arrival, then the rest. More later.
3 X with Commander Q.
36 with Commander Q.
3 X Commander Q. Commander Q.
And spirit and all radio, all broadcast, broadcast the world.
36 X with Commander Q.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Alright, it's still Friday, March 4th, 2022. It's 9:07 PM. Red Roof M, room 120, New Britain, Connecticut. I'm arrived to this hotel, which I've stayed at quite a few times, even under different names. I remember when I bought Quinta Inn. There's been others. I remember long ago, it was like a Hilton or something, and my friend Ralph Emerson and I walked through the corridors, which there was nothing to keep one from doing that, and we were talking, and I lived in New Britain down the way, and there's nothing to do in New Britain after a certain point in the night, not too late, and so we ended up walking through this hotel. The way it was, I don't know, 89, 90, something like that. That's what, 32 years ago, thereabouts. So I do have a room, and it has two beds and a television with on a dresser, and it has no furniture. It doesn't have a little table to put your suitcase on. It doesn't have an armchair in the corner. It doesn't have a writing table. I mean, I don't know if this is what the older rooms are like because of COVID or something. Because of COVID, not or something. I just don't know. And I don't know if I want to get a different room or just, like, have this be my room. I really don't know. It's on the first floor. It doesn't look out to the white birch in the back. It looks out to the front. In fact, the window that is for this room looks directly out into the parking lot. And there's, like, a truck, whatever, just on the other side of the window. So I closed the curtains. So that was another, like, weirdness. The bus fast track from Harvard to New Britain, thank goodness, was not weird. It was familiar, and it just was perfectly fine, perfectly functional, not anything weird. I went to McDonald's and I got some food that amazingly haven't just already gobbled down on the way here, but I still have it. And I talked to Cassie and reassured her that I'd arrived okay. It was a weird winding way getting here, but I did get here perfectly fine. And the door is locked, and the do not disturb sign on the door, and it's double locked in my back, so I feel relatively safe here. I mean, I don't really feel like I should have any reason not to feel safe here, but I've just been thrown. It's been 2.5 years since I've come down here, and a whole pandemic has occurred, and I've just been out of my element. I've been out of my element of being out in the world, much less being in New Britain, where I lived for years and years, and where even when I didn't live here, before and after I lived here, I was very familiar with being here. I was very comfortable being here. It didn't trouble me. And I've been thrown by weirdnesses just because I built this trip up in my mind so much, and it's just been strange so far. But nobody's been rude. It's been weirdness, but nobody's been rude, nobody's been mean, nobody's been threatening. I haven't actually not arrived, though it took longer than it should have. So, I have food. I have my, funnily enough, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle celebrated cases of Sherlock Holmes. It's not the complete Sherlock Holmes, but probably most of them. This book was given to me in New Britain. I was named. The inscription says to Raymond Soulard.
Outstanding English Major 1986 from the members of the English Department of Central Connecticut State University. Best wishes for your continued success. 5186 and happy birthday. My birthday was 3 days before. I can't quite recall who gave this to me. And there was a check, $200 check. So that was me, long ago, outstanding English major. My graduating class of that university. That's pretty cool. And I don't think this book, I mean, it would have been in my house, my apartment, until I moved to Boston in 92. And then it probably would have been up in Boston or Cambridge and Malden until I brought everything down here to Mark Schrutt's Plainville house back in 2002. And then we come and got it in 2010, drive up to Arlington. So I don't think it's actually been in Britain like this, not that far from the school where I got it, in a while. It's been near, and even that not in a while. Like 2010, this is 2022, it's been 12 years since it's been down here in Connecticut at all. I've been reading Study in Scarlet, considering it for Burning Man Books. I don't know whether it'll be this or another one. I don't know. But you know what? I do know this. I have some food. I have a soda. I have a rum. No one's going to bother me. And I'm just going to read. I'm going to read, and I'm going to eat, and I'm going to try and level out. I feel like I'm not yet leveled out. I'm trying to level out. I think deciding to just stay where the room they give me was a way of not adding one more thing to deal with. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the room. It lacks the things that I'm used to when I stay here. But I got the lowest rate room, so maybe that's, or maybe it's COVID. I don't know. But it's got a bed. It's got two beds. It's got more beds than I can use. So one bed has my stuff on it. One bed has me. I'm going to try and chill down, eat up, read, and find some calmness by reading and by eating. I think those two things will be good. And is this going to end up on 36X? Well, I mean, that's certainly my plan. So someone's somewhere will be hearing this, and I can't quite make this voice journal something that is not a journal, an audio journal, a recorded journal. But I can try to at least some of the time make it something that is comprehensible to someone who might be listening far from here, far from the person recording it. So that's what I'm trying to do, but sometimes I just forget because I've done these voice journals for so long, and I forget that I'm now sort of making them public for whoever wishes to listen. I mean, they're on the Spirit Plants Radio archives page now, so someone could just click away and listen to them all the ones that have been made broadcast so far. But that's good. I'm glad, because otherwise, what are they for? And how are they going to get more interesting without me thinking of the fact that I want to make them more interesting? So, I think I'm going to stop for now, and tomorrow will be a big full day. I will wake up here, and I think I'm going to spend it in New Britain, in my various old haunts, and I'm going to try and make the most of the day, and do a lot of writing. So that's it for tonight. Good night, and more leave.
Okay, it's Saturday, March 5th, 2022, at 9:02 a.m. Ritter Roof Inn, room 120, New Britain, Connecticut. I slept a long time. Bed is reasonably comfortable. There's the ambient noise of, I guess, what is it here? Wasn't all that warm, but it was okay. Under blanket. Dream journal, but since I'm sitting and talking, I dreamed about a football game where a team kept fumbling the ball. It seemed like one team was sort of receiving the ball. The receiver would get the ball and toss it to another, and then they would just keep going down the field, almost like rugby or something. The other team just kept fumbling. So it was quite a mismatch. Finished studying Scarlet. Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes story, Studying Scarlet. Took a weird turn into all the Mormon stuff that's in it. Don't think it's the one I want to publish. So it's pretty good as a very first one. First time Holmes appears in print. I've started to sign four. I'm not sure about that one either, but strangely, I'm enjoying reading them. I feel like they're really easy to read, even though they're not. They're not simplistic or anything, but they're written in a way that's enjoyable to read. Fluid and vivid. I suppose I could say very 19th century. I moved from George MacDonald to Arthur Conan Doyle really easily. British book from the same time period, pretty much. So, at noon today, I'm going to call Cassie, and hopefully she's going to get us fish tickets for Great Woods in July. Come on sale today at noon. Fingers crossed. I don't think I'm going to change rooms, because I think that would just complicate things too much, but I do think I need to make the best of the room in, which, means I need to sort of get myself going. I need to organize my stuff. I didn't quite finish my journal yesterday because I ran out of paper that I could get at my bags on the bus. But I have more paper. I need to be able to get at it. I think I'm going to get I think there's vending machines here. I might get a couple of sodas and whatever they have for snacks. I mean, something called breakfast, but just little bits of food. And I think I'm going to try to get myself rolling with work here in this room. And then when Cassie gets those tickets, I will be planning to be all cleaned up and dressed up and ready to roll. I'm going to go to the library for a couple of hours. First, the New Britain Public Library. Then I'm going to go to Capital Lunch.
go to people's donut shop. That's been my circuit. And sometimes I end up at McDonald's. I ended up there last night. So it's with Subway now. And McDonald's is just a nice thing. I haven't been to a Subway sandwich shop in New Britain in many years. I remember it from when I lived here, which goes back to the 80s and early 90s. So I haven't had one in downtown for a while, long while. Nice to see something new open up. I think sleeping was good. I was disoriented when I came because of the epic Greyhound bus trip. Never seemed to end, and then getting here in a room without armchair or table. And then just disoriented from not having been here in 2.5 years. But I think I'm okay. I think food last night helped, reading helped, sleeping helped, and I just need to sort of keep moving along this more clarifying track. I think today I'm going to focus on many musics and probably bags and news. Maybe a thing or two more. And then tomorrow I'm going to go into Hartford and then go to the Wadsworth Athenaeum, the museum of my childhood and youth, and the Hartford Public Library, the one that is built on the grounds of the one I knew back when. And I'm just going to spend some hours there. I thought about stopping in Newington, where I was a teenager, along the way, but maybe next time. Don't want to take on too much in the course of just a few days in hand and much more going to be good.
Keeping in mind all the dreams floating by my window. Nothing can stop cause the world keeps it running in retro. Well, my mind is so messed up. Nothing can bring me down. Nothing is good or strong enough. Nothing can save me now. I take a bite from the tree of life in my mind. Look around at a man, so I find. Well, my mind is so messed up. Nothing can save me now. Nothing is good or strong enough. Nothing can bring me down. From the tree of life in my mind. Looking around at a man and so I find. Well, my mind is so messed up. Nothing can save me now. Nothing is good or strong enough. Nothing can bring me down.
I love to spin the music,
Nothing matters anymore. Let me eat the colors. I can taste them. Taste every one of them. So bright.